Miller Lite, the official beer partner of your Philadelphia Phillies, is proud to serve as presenting sponsor of WIP's High Hopes Pod. So whether you're listening to the game, catching up on the latest High Hopes Pod, or at the ballpark, remember, it tastes like Miller time, Phillies fans. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
And the pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle right there. Arraez has it, runs to the bag, dives at second, tags the bag, and that's the final out of the ballgame. Phillies somehow survive and outlast the Miami Marlins to win their fourth straight ballgame, 6-5 the final. It wasn't easy, but they got it done.
Yeah, Fransky summed it up well there. That Marlins team just wouldn't go away tonight. And it was kind of like, are they really going to lose another one of these nonsense games in the Marlins where they had pretty decent sized leads and they kind of coughed it up. But nevertheless, after 33 pitches yesterday, Juan Duran available tonight. And thankfully so, because I don't know who else would have closed out the game. Maybe you stretch Sanchez one extra inning. Who knows? Doesn't matter. Phil's win. Welcome on in. It is the final out. Sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Monday night, reacting to a Phil's win over the Marlins tonight, 6-5, in a game in which they did get some luck. They did get some luck, but certainly they made their own luck with some of the things that is going on, things that are going on the offensive side of the plate. The game wrap-up is sponsored by Roto-Rooter. When plumbing problems hit, wrap them up quick and call Roto-Rooter. Their team tackles clogs and leaks so you can stay in the game. Roto-Rooter, your MVP for plumbing solutions. 215-592-9494. If you're on your way back from the game, love to hear from you. Or if you watch this one on your couch like I did, get in now at 215-592-9494 and give your takeaways from tonight. My takeaways, though, are brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And yes, since they've gone to Iowa and they got around the magic that is Field of Dreams, some things are starting to go this team's way. And I, like you, like a lot of people, kind of felt like they were running out of gas there before that Field of Dreams game. And they needed a spark. They needed something to get them going. And maybe just being in that atmosphere and that ball bouncing over or bouncing off the right fielder's glove over the wall for Schwarber's second home run, maybe that is a balance that they needed, the fight to come back and win that game yesterday out in Minneapolis. And then tonight, just for the most part, playing good baseball. Bullpen didn't show up tonight. We'll get to Sanchi. But the thing that is really the catalyst of this turnaround and something that we really have to start monitoring is the have a plan at the plate fills. Because apparently there was no discussion as to whether or not you should have a plan when you go up there to hit until recently. And after Alec Boehm revealed that, he has also been on quite a tear, a good insurance run, a one that they needed late in this one tonight. But since they've had the meeting about, hey, maybe you should go up there with a plan, you have seen this team take their walks. They have gotten more base hits. I mean, they didn't hit a home run tonight. And they scored 6 runs. They had 11 hits, 7 walks. They got some insurance runs. They were 5-for-12. With runners in scoring position, it's good stuff. That is good stuff. To have a plan at the plate fills, it may have taken 4 years too long, but, and I don't even really believe that, because I just, in my heart of hearts, cannot fathom the idea of these guys not thinking before going up there of what their plan of attack is. But at the same time, we've watched them offensively for the last couple of years go into the toilet for stretches at a time. So maybe there is some truth to it. Maybe Boehm is just the one that was like, hey, you know, I should probably play. And then now Alec Boehm all of a sudden is one of the hottest hitters in baseball and will probably be playing his way into contract extension discussions here. Still in the hopefully not category, but regardless, it's good for the Phils that Alec Boehm is heating up. But yes, tonight at the dish, 11 hits, 7 walks, they got some insurance runs, and they were 5-for-12 with runners in scoring position. That is solid stuff. I love seeing them score when it's not just living and dying by the long ball. I love home runs. Make no mistake about it. Absolutely love home runs. But what we've been begging and just begging for this offense to do is find other ways to beat you. I mean, they even laid down 2 bunts tonight. Marsh laid down a bunt. Crawford laid down a bunt to get guys into scoring position. So we've just been begging for it. And there's been times throughout the last couple of years where you think that they found it, they figured it out. They now know to have an approach. Don't chase, blah, 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 blah. So it's I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but this is the kind of stuff that can maybe change their October fortunes. And a lot of it has coincided with the arrival of Luis Arraez. Someone who is a bat-to-ball artist, someone who will grind down a pitcher. I thought they did a great job of grinding down Jansen Jung tonight. Now, it's not like he is someone who traditionally pitches late in the games anyway, but, I mean, they're at 80-some pitches, I think, in the fifth inning against him. I mean, yeah, so after 5 innings, he threw 88 pitches. That's grinding a guy out. I think he was at 60 pitches through 4. They did a very, very solid job of working him and getting him out of there. And the more they can do that, the more buy-in they can have on offense to this kind of mentality, I think it's only going to bode well for this team. So that the have a plan at the plate fills, once again, continuing to just be a modern marvel. And then there's Chris Sanchez, who on the surface, you look at it, 6 innings, 1 run, 6 Ks, 3 walks. Little high on the walk total. But again, he had a lot of 8 base hits. He still doesn't look the part. He's had good overall numbers. You know, he's had the one blow-up start out in Kansas City. But I thought last week the Cardinals start was the start of the Chris Sanchez getting back on track. And he was still good tonight. But, man, after the first inning, it was traffic in every inning and some bailouts. They almost had an old-fashioned triple play, third to second to first in one of the innings. It was a lot of traffic against Chris Sanchez, and he battled and he got his way through it. But you just keep worrying about the dam breaking, and all of a sudden, one of those hits that goes right at a guy finds a hole. So he's just not leaving himself much margin for error. And at some points tonight, he was down to 92, 93 on his sinker, which was traditionally a pitch that we see in the 96, 95 range. So I kind of think that him and Wheeler are just going through a fatigue spot, maybe a dead arm spot. I don't think this is going to be the rest of the year, but we talk about this starting staff heading into October and what they can do. The top two right now are currently a little shaky, which I don't love. Now, thankfully, there's enough season left for them to figure it out. I just hope this isn't like a fatigue thing and there's going to be more of this. I hope it's a dead arm thing, because I think dead arm you can get yourself out of. But either way, overall, you know, Sanchez's numbers were good tonight. But eye test-wise, still not there. 215-592-9494 to get in. On the other side, we'll get to the wow moment of the game and some other things that stuck out tonight. All that's coming up next here on The Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
He kicks the 0-2. Swinging a shot down the line. It's just foul. Oh, man, that was going to be big-time trouble. Sanoa can't even believe it. He thought it was fair. But the first base umpire, Shane Livensparger, called it foul. Now, that ball landed past Livensparger, so this is reviewable.
Miami's challenging the foul ball call.
Here's the call.
The call on the field is overturned. Fair ball. Two runs will score. One run placed at third and second base. Miami will get their challenge back.
Yes, that certainly was our wow moment of the game, which is brought to you by the New Jersey Division of Travel and Tourism. From waterfalls to fairways, mountain resorts to lighthouse tours, find your wow at visitnj.com. Welcome on back. It is The Final Out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Monday night. The Final Out is always brought to you by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. Yes, a interesting call there. Pretty surprising that he just completely blew it on the field. You know, that is one that was right in front of him, and he missed it. And then, luckily for the Phillies, they ruled that as, you know, two run score, runner on first base goes to third. And I obviously, as a Phillies fan, glad they did. But I also agree with Don Mattingly that I do think that is a hard play he probably would have scored. But to assume the score there, I think, is also a tough one. So, you know, to assume that three runs are going to score on a first on a ball down the first baseline, he probably would have scored. But I understand the umpire's discretion there. And as a Phillies fan, I thought it was a phenomenal call. But yes, it was a hit that would have tied the game up. Who knows how the rest of the game goes from there? Thankfully, it didn't matter. Thankfully the Phillies got that call, because that could have been a totally different game, and it would have been another annoying loss or tight game against the Marlins. It was tight regardless, but didn't need it to be any tighter. So some other things that kind of stuck out tonight is, you know, Harper had a big night. He didn't hit a home run. He didn't drive in one, but had three hits and added another walk and smoked the ball late off the lefty, which is a very good sign. He has not had a great year against left-handed pitching, but him kind of smoking that baseball was a good sign. And really, I thought, did a good job of staying up the middle all night. Bolin did not have a great inning. At the same time, I thought that it was a little slick out there. He clearly had no feel for his breaking ball. I am definitely still in on Jonathan Bolin. Was not his best inning, but I think he's going to be okay. And same thing with Brooks Raley. I think he's going to be a really solid pitcher down the stretch run for this team. I want him getting high leverage spots over Jose Alvarado. He's probably going to have some issues against right-handed hitters just because he does not have overwhelming stuff. And he's a lot like Nola. If he misses his spot up a little bit, it's going to get deposited into the seats. But he's here to get tough lefties out, and he's done that since he's gotten here. One of the biggest moments of the game was that JT challenge in the sixth. And there's two outs, runners on second and third, and JT challenges there, and instead of it being strike three, inning over, they're able to get him down there, extend the lead, and add on just a little bit more. So one of the more underrated moments of the game tonight. And then, you know, once again, one of those moments where you're asking yourself, you know, where would this team be without Derek Hill? And he had a big hit in the game tonight, had a walk late. He just continues to make winning plays. He reminds me a lot of Edmundo, but in the outfield. You know, Edmundo as the utility infielder, beyond solid. Seventh inning on, I trust him to get a big hit. Same thing with Derek Hill. Every big spot that seems like has found him this year, he has come through. And it was an aggressive move by Don Mattingly, pulling Justin Crawford from the game in the sixth inning, but one that paid off. And him and Derek Hill are a good little platoon out there. Crawford has certainly started heating up. He is looking the part at the plate and in the field, not totally just yet, but I mean, Hill's playing so well that you got to give him some time, and he certainly held the team tonight. So good stuff all around, especially from the offense. On the other side, we will get to the player of the game, but look ahead to tomorrow, and also a good night so far for the Phillies around Major League Baseball. It's time to scoreboard watch. It's that time of the year. I'll tell you what happened coming up next here on The Final Out on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe "I know a guy" just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back. It is the final out. Jack Fritz hanging out with you on this Monday night, reacting to a Phil's win. Yeah, 4-0 since I declared them cooked. So, as always, you got to have a feel. You got to have a feel finishing things up here and then handing things off to Broads, who will take you through the rest of the night. As you know, Phil's win, so it's gonna be a tough open for Broads. He's gonna have to adjust. Another shaky practice for his quarterback. So I don't know. We'll see what Broads has cooked up for us coming up in a little bit. But as always, the final out is sponsored by the Philadelphia Parking Authority, offering valet park at the Philadelphia Airport. My player of the game is brought to you by South Jersey Gas. Make the smart play, save energy and money with South Jersey Gas at sjgsaveenergy.com. And because there wasn't like a player that really stood out on offense, like if I could give the player of the game to the entire offense, I would. But, I mean, Sanchi was good tonight. It's still a little shaky. A lot of base hits, a lot of traffic, good amount of walks, has to get right. They're not going anywhere if Wheeler and Sanchez are not Wheeler and Sanchez. I'm very happy that Lizardo has turned into an ace-level pitcher. I'm very happy that Aaron Nola has turned into a solid five-inning pitcher. I still believe in Andrew Painter. There's a lot of good stuff under the hood for him after his start yesterday. I won't break down stuff plus models and RPMs on fastballs and then changing his fastball from a more rising fastball to a cut fastball. But regardless, you know, for this team to really go on a run, it's going to need Zach Wheeler and Chris Sanchez to be Zach Wheeler and Chris Sanchez. And tomorrow is a big start for Wheels, as it seems like it's going to be an opener situation, a bullpen game for the Marlins. So, you know, but Wheeler is the one that has to get right here. I mean, both him and Sanchez are dealing with some velocity decline. And, you know, it's been he had a start in Miami. It was horrible. Wheeler was. Velocity was down. He bounced back against the Orioles for like two innings before the rain. And then his last start, just kind of meh. So it's not the end of the world because it's August 17th. It's just something to monitor as we are heading down the stretch run here and evaluating what we're going to get out of our two horses at the top of the rotation. And I said it earlier, I hope it is a dead arm period. I don't. If it's fatigue, a little bit concerning. I don't think it's injury. You know, maybe Zach Wheeler is just wearing down a little bit from not really having a full offseason and jumping right back in and putting up a good amount of innings and a lot of solid stuff. But certainly want to see them get back on track. Now, good night for the Phils as the Padres lose and Diamondbacks lose, and currently the Braves are losing. It's 4-2 in the bottom of the eighth. It's about to go to the top of the ninth, so a chance for the Phillies to gain a game. I don't really care about the division. I think the division is over, but you know they stand alone now in the second wild card. They are a game up on the Padres and now two games up on the Diamondbacks, who are now dealing with a Ketel Marte situation. If you missed it, he didn't show up for the game tonight, so they don't, I guess, they'll try to figure out where he is, but he did not show up for the game tonight. So obviously hope everything is okay with Ketel Marte, but that is definitely one to keep an eye on as they are dealing with that on top of, you know, trying to stay in a playoff run. But the Phillies improved to 11-5 in August, and they are winners of four straight as they need to right the ship here and make sure that they can lock down a playoff spot. But that is going to do it for me. Buzz and Alex Call produced the final out tonight. Like I mentioned, Bros is coming up next, and I'll be back with you for leading off tomorrow with the afternoon show, and we'll have you after the game as well for the final out. So talk to you then. Enjoy the rest of your night here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.